I was listening to a man the other day who was telling about people that he knew that had professed faith in Jesus Christ, and he felt like they had genuinely had their sins forgiven, that they believed in Jesus, but fell into things like murder and terrible drug addictions, and some ended suicide. And it is a fact that these things happen. It happened to King David. He was a man after God's own heart, and yet he fell into adultery and murder. David recognized something that was going on within him, something that goes deeper than the actual sin he committed. And I want us to listen carefully about it. Psalm 51, verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you might be justified when you speak and be clear when you judge. Look, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Look, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you shall make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, so that bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with your free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your way, and sinners shall be converted unto you. Do you see what King David realized? He realized this. Look, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Now, there can be no deeds of sin when you're in the womb, but King David is acknowledging there was something wrong with him, something that went deeper than the sins he committed. It was a corruption of his nature, a corruption of his heart, a wrong spirit within him. And he prayed, Oh God, I pray, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean, whiter than snow. Hide your face from my sins, blot out all my iniquities. Then he says, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. It takes the work of God to do this that goes deeper than the sins, creating a clean heart and a right spirit. Won't you humble yourself before God today and ask him for a clean heart and a right spirit? Pledge to do his will in all things. Take up the cross as Jesus asked you to do his will, and God will create within you a clean heart and renew a right spirit within you, the spirit he intended you to have, not the one you were born with, and he will fill you with his spirit. Let's pray. Oh God, I pray that you would fill me with your spirit right now. Clean my heart. Renew in me a right spirit. I give myself to you just as Jesus gave himself to you. Jesus said, take up your cross. Well, I guess this is it, Lord. Do with me what you will. I'm yours. But I need a clean heart and a right spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.